the next stage of dioxin cleanup downstream from Dow Chemical. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Environmental Protection Agency has a plan for cleaning up soil contaminated by dioxins along the Tittabawassee River floodplain. The floodplain extends along 21 miles of the river below the Dow Chemical plant in Midland. The EPA says the dioxins came from waste disposal, emissions, and incineration from the plant. Dioxins can cause cancer and other serious health effects. The EPA has been directing Dow to do temporary cleanups around people's homes whenever the river floods. Michelle Hurd Riddick is a member of an environmental group in Saginaw called the Lone Tree Council.
The issue is when it floods, is the water comes up, it takes the contaminated sediments out of the river, and it deposits them in their backyards, under their swings, under their trampolines, in their gardens, in their chicken coops, on their farm fields.
She says they've been doing those temporary cleanups until they can get to this proposed cleanup of the Tittabawassee River floodplain. The EPA did not provide an interview for this story, but the EPA's plan says the agency will not clean up the entire floodplain. Instead, federal and state agencies will evaluate each property and work with the homeowner if cleanup is needed. Dow Chemical will clean up properties under EPA supervision. Michelle Hurd Riddick says her group is concerned that not enough properties will get cleaned up.
Our problem is that even though they're telling us what they're going to do, there's a lot of things we're not sure about the direction yet, and I don't think EPA is articulating it well enough.
The EPA expects to start the floodplain cleanup in 2015. The work will take several years. It's taken several decades to get to this point. Officials have known about this dioxin contamination since at least the early 1980s. In a series we did in 2009, we reported that former EPA Region 5 Administrator Mary Gady said Dow delayed any movement on cleaning up the dioxin.
I think this corporation is hugely adept at playing the system and understanding how to build in delays and use the bureaucracy to their advantage and to use the political system to their advantage.
I asked Dow Chemical spokesman Nathan Kearns about that.
You know, that was before my time in this role, and I don't see it that way. You know, in terms of the specifics about the plan, you know, you'd have to reach out to the EPA. Now, at this point in time, we're collaboratively working with the agencies and community, you know, to make progress towards resolution on the floodplain and river cleanup.
At the moment, state agencies recommend that people not consume meat, milk, and eggs from livestock raised in the Tittabawassee River floodplain. They don't expect that recommendation to change even after the cleanup. You can weigh in on the EPA's proposal until October 14th. This is the Environment Report. A new study finds inner-city kids might have a higher-than-normal risk of developing food allergies. Researchers studied more than 500 kids from birth through age 5 in Boston, Baltimore, New York City, and St. Louis. Dr. Robert Wood is a professor of pediatrics at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. He says normal food allergy rates are around 5 or 6%, but that rate went up when they looked at kids in the inner city.
And what we found was an unexpectedly high rate of food allergy, approaching about 10% through the first 5 years of life.
Wood says they've known for a while that asthma and other allergies are more common for kids growing up in inner cities.
So it's not terribly surprising that the same factors that might promote them to develop asthma or environmental allergies might also promote food allergy, although we don't still have a clear idea exactly what those factors are.
He says in general, food allergies in children have been increasing over the last 20 years. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.